This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Today we continue our series on drawing close to God, and we are at part 43, I believe. Yep, it's part 43. And today we're looking at Matthew, the 18th chapter. And we'll look from verse 21. And this is so powerful. And because I know its power, I need you to be listening attentively. Oftentimes we do things when we're listening to the radio. We do other things. Perhaps we're doing a little bit of work while we're at work and we're listening on the radio. I don't know what your circumstance is, but I need your attention just for these moments that we are doing the daily devotional. Because for some reason, I feel deep down in my spirit that it is important for someone listening. And that is possibly you. Verse 21 says, "Then Peter came to him," that is Jesus, "and said," and asked, in fact, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times?" "No, not seven times," Jesus replied, "but 70 times seven." Not seven times at all, but 70 times that seven, says Jesus. And Jesus was not being specific here. He didn't actually mean physically 70 times seven. And when you get to the end of that, you don't forgive anymore. That's it. So you don't forgive 490 times and you count it off in your little counter there. You don't forgive that many times and then stop and say, "Nope, that's it. I don't need to forgive anymore." Why do I know that? I know it because Jesus talks about forgiveness in Matthew, the sixth chapter, when he is teaching us how to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us today, Lord, what we need. All the things that we need today, give us that today, I pray in the name of Jesus. And forgive us our sins as we are forgiving those who sin against us." Now, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus didn't say, "And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us," as long as it is under 490 times. That's it. Just doing a quick mental arithmetic in my head. I'm probably wrong anyway. I'm useless at math, but never mind. What God is saying here is you need to forgive. You cannot live your life without forgiveness. And you know what? I find myself bringing God's word. I was told many years ago that I had to tell his people about his love. He said to me, "Tell my people about my love." And I believe the message that I bring of love is a message of love, forgiveness, and trust. Those three things are so important, I feel. All of us go through these battles in our lives. And we don't know why things are going wrong. We don't understand what is happening to us. I was telling you just now about my friend Jax, who's in hospital. And the hospital don't have an idea what is wrong with her. They haven't got a clue. They're doing all sorts of tests. She has pains in her stomach, severe, severe pains, and they don't know what's wrong. So what does that make her think? What have I done wrong? Lord, I'm in this hospital bed. What did I do wrong? And it's nothing about that. We have no idea of the circumstances in our lives. We have no idea where God takes us to a specific place for what. We don't know. We have no clue. I was talking to my PA only yesterday, and we were talking about a church that I preach at in East Kilbride, and I was moaning and complaining. Oh boy, was I moaning and complaining. And she said to me, because I had a moment of doubt, beloved, that's what was going on. I had this moment of doubt. And I said, what is the point? Nothing seems to happen. I don't see any fruit from when I bring a word. What is going on? And she very wisely said to me, you haven't got a clue what the effect of your word is on the congregation there. You don't have an idea. People's lives are being changed before your eyes and you don't even see it. And that's the point I'm making. It's trusting in Almighty God. But to be able to trust, now listen to this because the Lord has just given this to me. To be able to trust in the way that you need to trust, you need to forgive. There needs to be that sense of forgiveness in you. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, when Jesus is talking about forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer, he says, forgive us our sins as, there's a word as there, that is so important. But oftentimes we don't even see it. It just rolls off our tongue when we're saying the Lord's Prayer in church or whatever. It just rolls off our tongue. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, etc., etc., etc. It means nothing. That word as is lost. But I am here to tell you that that word as in the Lord's Prayer is huge. It is ginormous. It's a massive, massive word. Because what it means is you're asking God to forgive you as you are forgiving other people. Therefore, you can't ask God to forgive you and then not forgive anyone else. Because that's not the Lord's Prayer. Lord, forgive us our sins. Full stop. And this is the amazing thing. If you move on to Matthew 5 and the 14th verse, Jesus, what does he do? He talks about forgiveness. He reiterates it. And he says, if you don't forgive your Father in heaven, if you don't forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. If you do forgive, your Father in heaven will forgive you. That is, what's the word I'm looking for? That's not exactly what it says, so I'm going to go to it real quick. Really fast, I'm going there. Sometimes these computers don't work the way you want them to work, do they? If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. Now watch this. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. That is how important that is. And if your Father is not forgiving your sins, you're facing judgment. You're facing something that you really, really don't want to face. We are called. We are loved by God. But we are commanded to do things, and these things we've got to do. If you forgive those who sin against you, says Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 14, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. How incredible is that? Just that little word, as, in the Lord's Prayer. You see, Peter, in Matthew, the 18th chapter, he was confused by forgiveness. He'd seen the Lord Jesus preaching this sermon. This was the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. Peter was there, watching with all the people, listening with all the people. And he heard Jesus clearly say, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Then Peter comes up with this thing in Matthew 18. He says, how many times have I got to forgive? Seven times? And the Lord responds immediately, no, not seven times. 70 times 7, Peter. In other words, you've got to continue to forgive. You can't stop forgiving. That is something you have to do all the time. You cannot say, I've come to the end now. I've come to the 490th however many it is, I haven't got a clue. But you come to the 490th pardon of sins and you don't do it anymore. That's not the way it goes. Jesus was being figurative when he said that. He was basically saying, Peter, you can't stop forgiving. You've got to keep on going and going and going. Lord, what about if someone does something to me and hurts me really badly? Well, then you forgive him or her. But what if they do it again? You forgive them again. Yeah, but Lord, what if they do the same thing again? You forgive them. But Lord, what if they keep on doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and they don't stop? Then you forgive them. You keep forgiving them. Oh boy. Who said the Christian life was an easy life? Whoever did were lying, because it isn't. It is the most difficult life I think you can choose. I really do. Even if it's just because of forgiveness. And when you forgive, guess what? They aren't just words. You really hurt me, but I'm going to forgive you. I'm forgiving you now. There you go. I've forgiven you. I don't want to, but I have. But why did you hurt me? Why did you do that? That's not forgiveness. That is not forgiveness. Are you hearing me? Forgiveness means I forgive you. You are pardoned by me. And I will, with the help of Almighty God, forget it ever happened. You see, when you say, please forgive me, Father, and you mention it to the Lord some days, some weeks later, the Lord will respond, I don't know what you're talking about. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, your sins are gone from me. He doesn't remember. He refuses to remember because he's forgiven you. Beloved, if there is someone in your life right now that you need to forgive, because the Lord is impressing it on you right now as I'm speaking. You can see that person. You can actually physically almost see them and touch them. Perhaps they're not with you, but you need to forgive them. Then forgive, but do it with your will. Say, Father, with my will, I will forgive. And then say the name of the person in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you do that, it's a done deal. Thank you, Father, for your word today. We give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Amen and amen.